Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught that the requirements we've been talking about are God's requirements, not man's. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
So now we're looking at this final point here of this on the godly preachers, okay? And so, in looking at godly preachers, we go down here and try to just see what God has to say. Because this is God's requirement. It's not man's requirement. We should adopt that requirement, but it is God's requirement. Okay? Keep that in your mind. It is God's requirement, not man's requirement. It is God's. So, we start here today, and the point we were just getting on, after we saw these things of about what we were to hold fast and so forth of that nature, and as the Lord has laid it out, we were getting ready to move on to the very next point. So we're in that part of that outline here of verses 5 through 9. Holding fast the faithful word. You know, holding fast. Now, when he talks about the faithful word, that is so important. Let me just kind of give you a Greek word here. Antegomai, which you will forget as fast as I do. If I don't have it in front of me, I'd forget it too. But I'm just giving that word, not to impress anybody. I don't think you're impressed because I could read a word, all right? But I want you to keep it in mind, because we're to be holding fast the faithful word. That Greek word, if you think about it, has a special application. When we're holding fast, it's defined as to hold firmly, to leave nothing out, to cleave to it. Okay, you cleave to it. It's holding firmly. Imagine a boat has sunk, but there is a piece of wood to hold on to. You will cleave. As a little three-year-old would cleave to his daddy's hand. Now think about that. Little three-year-old, he's walking with daddy down the street. And as they walk down the street, a dog starts barking. That little three-year-old walking with daddy holds his hand, and he's holding on for dear life, because he wants to make sure he's going to be all right. And so that little three-year-old is holding on to daddy's hand. And that's the idea that is here in our text. And so, again, when he says here in verse 9 that we are to be holding fast the faithful word, you cleave to the word of God. You cleave to the Bible. Now, let me show you the importance of that. The Word of God is our authority in all matters of life, doctrine, the local church which Christ ordained, which He has bought with His own blood. Now, if you're a Catholic, the authority is the church or the Pope. But for Christians, the authority is the Word of God. You see, although these others are just hanging on every word the Pope or the church edicts have put out, God's Word must measure even what the pastor says. Now imagine this, in Acts 17:11, the Apostle Paul is preaching, and he's at Berea. Now, you'd think the Apostle Paul, great man of God. So why would anybody question anything? But he says the people of Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica. Why? Because they searched the scriptures to see if the thing that he was saying was true. So you make sure when you hear something, whether it's on this broadcast, it's the pastor of your local church. You hear him say something, you say, I'm not too sure of that. Now, I don't know if I agree with that or not. Well, check the scriptures. He should be preaching the word, so he should be using the scriptures to direct you in that. So make sure that you check the scriptures so that you know that. And then you're better equipped for. So search the scriptures. It is the word of God. And so this instruction to pastors, one of the things they're required to do is to hold fast the word of God. Now you think of that, of the importance that the Word of God is for the local church. The local church is to be governed under the direction of God's Word. He puts people in the position in the church. For example, the Lord God, Jesus Christ, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And yet David was a king. He appointed him that position, but David was actually under God. We have a president. Our Constitution was founded on biblical principles. That's why we are a free republic, not a democracy or a mobocracy, although they're trying to make it that way. That's not the way we were made, the Constitution was that, and that's why people want to do away with the Constitution. They don't like biblical principles, because the Constitution is not a living document. It's a doctrine of principles and truths that were founded upon the Word of God. So when people go away from that, then it becomes a mob rule, or it becomes a majority rule, and then some bad things can happen. If we were a democracy back in the day, there would still to this day not be freedom for the slaves. But a free republic and the Constitution built upon that opened that door for that freedom, which, by the way, there should have never been that slavery. So just pointing that out, if that upsets some people, let it upset some people. But now I'm talking about a pastor here and his authority. And every Christian, your authority is the Word of God. What you say, what you do must line up with that Word. And so the pastor is to cleave to the Word regardless of the storms life brings them into, or what culture tries to throw at him. And you know, culture will try to do different things. Culture will try to bring to an end those things that are holy, those things that are true, those things that are right. So you've got to realize we're not built on the culture. We're built on Christ. Now, as we move along there, then, we think of this in light of the Word of God. The Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. You hear that each time our program comes on. That is a doctrinal thing. And so, that's why we hold forth the Word of Life. And a preacher has a great responsibility, because he's been called to be a pastor, to preach the Word as it is to men as they are. For example, think of John the Baptist. John the Baptist told Herod, it's not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife. Well, it would end up costing him his life, but a great eternity for him. Later, the Apostle Paul, boy, he would pay a price. And although he was warned when he went to Jerusalem, as well as the many times that he was preaching Christ, and they stoned him, they whipped him, they imprisoned him, and whatever else they could do to him. And so that was a man that stood by the word of God. And that is what a preacher's supposed to do. He's not supposed to stand based on what the congregation thinks. He must stand on according to what the word of God says, even when it's under the greatest attack. And it seems like they're going to run him out, tar and feather him, and put him on a rail out of the country. Well, that is why when a local church chooses a man to be the pastor, he must have already stood the test of these things. Now, you say, what if he's never been a pastor before? Was he a youth director? Did he stand? Where is he doctrinally? So all those things have to be considered. But if this guy doesn't have a record of standing, he may not be the guy for the ministry. See, what you got to understand is Jesus, boy, I tell you what, he was stalked. He was so hated by the Pharisees. Why did he allow his disciples to suffer? Well, great is their reward in heaven. The sufferings of this present time, Romans 8 tells us, is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. It'll even make the suffering as great as some of those guys that were beheaded, beaten, boiled in oil, and so many other things, burned at stakes. And yet, that'll seem minute in its greatness in comparison to the greatness of the glory and reward that shall be revealed for them. And when we know that and we actually believe it, see, pastors that won't stand, preachers that won't stand, preachers that compromise, they don't believe that because they don't want to lose their crowd. But oh, the shame they have at the judgment seat of Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.